I'm watching this live feed of Boyne City, Michigan. Oh, yeah. Boyne City, LakeCharlevoixLive.com, by the way. I think it's from Linda's Real Estate Service up there in Boyne City. The point being, it's windy. Lake Charlevoix is angry. The waves are crashing and the snow is falling. The point being is, looking at the forecast for northern Michigan, pretty much snow every day for the next couple of weeks. Lower Michigan, down here in the Lansing area where I'm sitting today, we've got snow coming a couple of times. In fact, we could have as much as 5 or 6 inches of snow in the Lansing area during the next week. Of course, to the west, to my good friends in Grand Rapids and Muskegon and along the lakeshore, well, you could see more. Congratulations, Manistee. Yeah, that means that the winter's on the way. Scott Keogh here is the gas operations manager at DTE. And Scotty, welcome to the program.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm good, but I'm bracing for a white Thanksgiving, which happens on rare occasion, but it does happen.
Welcome to winter.
Well, yeah, it came. Old man winter showed up early in his attitude. I don't like his attitude, but here it is for people that like the snow machine and so forth. It's great. Not so great, though, if your heating system isn't up to snuff, because it can be and has every year proven to be dangerous and sometimes fatal, which is always very frightening. And that's why you're here to help us out a little bit, right?
Well, absolutely. And of course, there are ways to prevent that. But November is our CO awareness month in Michigan. And so CO is referencing carbon monoxide. And carbon monoxide is a byproduct of any combustion process. Well, one of our most frequent combustion occurrences in our homes is when it starts to get cold, when our furnaces kick on. So that's very timely, and especially with the snow flying throughout all of Michigan, I think it's a good time to talk about CO awareness.
All right, so let's talk about this. Obviously, you know, we always hear the warnings when people lose power. Do not put a space heater in the middle of your living room and try to stay warm, because the outcome could be tragic, as you know. But any furnace can create a problem. Any heating source, as you just mentioned, any combustion can create a problem. How do we protect ourselves?
Absolutely. Well, there's a couple things to do, and you named a couple. If the power goes out, don't run your generator inside a closed space like your garage. Make sure it's in an open air area. Don't warm up your vehicle in your garage, especially if your garage is attached to your home, even if the garage door is open. Some common things that people just often don't think about. Another thing is to have your furnace or other gas appliances regularly inspected, specifically the venting. Carbon monoxide is a common thing. It's a byproduct of combustion, as we talked about. If you have a ventilation problem, or if you have something malfunctioning in your appliance, that can create that carbon monoxide rather than to escape through the vent to capture within your home. So those are getting your appliances regularly inspected,
sure.
Specifically the venting. Those are all things that you can do to help avoid CO poisoning.
All right, and venting, very important. You know, the carbon monoxide alarms. I've got one in both of my homes. I've got a couple of both of my homes. And they're not expensive. You know, they're pretty affordable, and I consider them every bit as critical and crucial as a smoke alarm, don't you?
Absolutely, and a smoke detector or a smoke alarm is a great relationship to a CO detector. So the difference is CO is tasteless, you can't smell it, and it's invisible. So with carbon monoxide, you don't know that there's a problem oftentimes until it's too late. You feel flu-like symptoms, maybe some fatigue, things of that nature, and eventually pass out. A CO detector, and you can actually get a combination unit. You can get a CO detector and smoke detector in one unit, mount it in place of a fire smoke alarm, and it'll function in both capacities. I have one in my home that actually announces in a voice. It announces fire, or it announces carbon monoxide. And so with my young children, they're able to identify the threat and take appropriate precautions based on the plan we've established in the home.
Well, there you go. And there's something else you touched on, and I want to make sure we touch on this. Scotty Keogh here is the gas operations manager at DTE, and we've been partners with DTE for a very long time and appreciate all that you do in so many different areas. But you mentioned something that I want to touch on, and that's a plan. You know, people don't think about a plan. All of a sudden there's an emergency and they're not ready for it. That should be the three things: the smoke detector, the CO detector, and a plan of something's going wrong. Where do we go? Where do the kids meet? Where do mom and dad get together? You know, are we going to get the animals out of the house? How do things work? I mean, that's critical, isn't it?
Absolutely. And prevention really is the key to everything. And you know, we walked through some of the processes that you can keep your appliances up to snuff and your ventilation up to snuff and things like that. But that plan is part of that prevention is, you know, talking to your family, talking to your children. If the alarm goes off, what the different alarms sound like so that, you know, when I test my alarms, I always make sure that my kids know this is what it sounds like when the carbon monoxide alarm goes off. This is what it sounds like when the smoke detector goes off. This is what you do when the smoke detector comes up, goes off. This is a CO.
You know, that's a really good idea.
Go ahead.
Yeah, no, Scotty, that's a really good idea. You know, the kids know what the smoke detector sounds like in my house because sometimes I cook.
Sure.
And so I set off the smoke detector oftentimes when I'm making dinner in the kitchen. They understand that sound, but I don't think I've ever played for them the CO detector sound. That's a really good idea.
Yeah, and you know, the steps that you should take and you should teach your family are if that CO alarm goes off, leave the area. Get to a fresh air area.
Right.
Don't sit there. Don't just open windows and figure you're going to air out the area because you will go from feeling ill to passing out quickly. So do not try to guess. If the alarm goes off, get to fresh air,
exit.
Call 911.
Yeah, exit immediately.
Have a licensed professional come in and verify what the problem is.
That's just really good advice, Scotty. You know, and I know we do this each year, but I think refresher courses and you know, ongoing continuing education is always good. And so absolutely. Are there places where DTE on your website, are there other resources where people can, you know, just drop in and say, okay, what do I need to know?
Absolutely. DTEenergy.com/CO. Very simple. Lots of resources there. And that's the place that I would start. And then the next stop is, you know, when I moved into a new house, before we spent the first night there, we went to a store and picked up a couple CO detectors, one for each floor minimum.
Right.
Put it not in the living or not in the sleeping spaces, but in like a hallway by a sleeping space. That's the best thing you can do. Just take the prevention, you know, take the preventative measures.
Yeah, take it seriously. Don't be one of those tragic stories. Scotty, really well done. Really good information. And I'm glad we did it because, again, I've never played the CO2 alarm for the kids. I'm going to do that now. I've learned something today, and I appreciate it.
Not a problem. Thank you, Steve.
There you have it. Scotty Kehoe, everybody, gas operations manager at DTE, one of our partners here at the program and have been for a long time. Really appreciate that. By the way, I want to know, have you made plans? Have you realized it's almost Thanksgiving? And if you haven't made a plan for paying your taxes, man, you could really have some trouble coming. If you haven't planned ahead on taxes, you know, there are certain investments you can make. There are investments that you can make that'll mean you pay less in taxes. You can invest in your own future and pay less in taxes. Did you know that? Because if you didn't, you should. My friends Mike Douglas and Bruce Van Hall know that. You can find out more at MyLifePlanFinancial.com or give them a call, 517-323-7526, 517-323-7526. Tax planning, very important. MyLifePlanFinancial.com. We'll be right back.
From the depths of winter to cookouts in summer, natural gas is your safe, reliable, affordable energy source. Because DTE buys gas in the summer when prices are low and stores it to keep prices affordable. And we upgrade and monitor the system 24/7, 365. So for all you do, natural gas is there for you. Learn more at dteenergy.com. DTE. At DTE, our number one priority is your safety. So DTE is constantly monitoring and inspecting our natural gas infrastructure to make sure it's safe. But if you do smell gas or hear hissing, leave the area immediately. Call 911 and then DTE at 800-947-5000. We will send someone right away to check it out. Please, if you suspect a gas leak, make the call. DTE.
You know, people still walk up to me and say, man, have you lost weight? I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions,
I did it with a custom plan built just for me, and I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.
Protecting Michigan's waters is critically important, and so is providing the energy that fuels Michigan's quality of life. A tunnel for Line 5 is the right solution. This underground concrete tunnel housing Line 5, deep under the Straits of Mackinac, means multiple layers of protection and virtually no chance of a leak into the Great Lakes. It also eliminates the possibility of an anchor strike, and it means no interruption to the energy that Michigan needs. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Line 5 Tunnel.
Click on the